If you want to help us make more audio porn, now's the best time to support the project on Patreon. Till the end of November, you get maximum discount for annual membership. So for less than $2 or £2 per month, you get early access to audio, ad-free in your podcast feed, access to tons of bonus content, plus a card in December to say thanks for chipping in. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.
This is Five Dicks Please, written and read by me, Cheryl Blue. Is it wrong to masturbate to thoughts of having five dicks on the go at one time? Does it make me abnormal to want to taste the sweetness of one in my mouth, feel one in each hand, have my pussy pounded by another, all whilst being slowly penetrated in my ass by a fifth, and then to finish up being covered in copious amounts of cum courtesy of all five cocks? If that makes me abnormal, then guess what? I am more than okay with that, because this is what I want. This is what I daydream about. This is what I wank to the thought of. In my head, I had made it an absolute thing I was hell-bent on accomplishing. I had given myself 6 weeks to make it happen, and I found joining a closed casual sex forum fast-tracked me towards achieving my goal. One of the moderators of the forum had picked up on my username, Five Dicks Please. He messaged me privately, curious about the name. Because of the nature of the space, I felt no need to hide my true intention, so I told him outright. He admitted he liked my honesty and offered to help facilitate my fantasy because, coincidentally, being a Bukkake contributor was something he wanted to experience too. After the initial contact, I didn't speak to him often. It was more of a little, hi, how are you, hope you're well kind of thing here and there. So I was shocked to receive a message from him stating he had organised a meet. As I read the words on the screen, I chuckled to myself because it seemed so matter-of-fact. It stated, Bukkake arranged. Let me know if you're still up for it, and I'll send details. He had really arranged the whole thing. I was still up for it. 100% I was. So I replied with a yes. He came back pretty quickly and informed me the other four guys ranged from okay looking to devilishly handsome. His words, not mine. And they were all relatively close in age to myself, including him. I let him know I was happy with that. He sent through the details. It was arranged for a week on Saturday. He told me the hotel he had booked welcomed the type of arrangement we had and that discretion was guaranteed. I was cool with that. The following 10 days blew by, and before I knew it, I was preparing to go and live out my fantasy. I decided to wear a short, tight, faux leather dress that set off my curves perfectly. I teamed it up with my shiny patent thigh-high boots, scraped my hair back into a high ponytail, and completed my minimalistic makeup look with a bright red lippy. Sexy. I jumped in the Uber, and I was off. After about a 35-minute drive, the car stopped outside a set of tall black gates. The driver told me we had arrived at my destination. I hopped out and pressed the buzzer on the intercom. I was asked my name, and then the gates opened. As I entered the grounds, I was taken aback by my surroundings. Manicured lawns lit up by lighting spread as far as my eyes could see. As I walked up to the main building, I was impressed by how lavish it was. It was an old building that had been restored and modernized. Once inside, the reception area was vast. People mingled. All sorts of people. I went to the check-in desk and told the lady behind the counter my name. Within minutes, a man appeared, dressed immaculately and smelling divine. It quickly became apparent that he was who I had been speaking to online. He greeted me with a hug and a squeeze, then led me towards the lift with his arm around my shoulders. We jumped in and off we went to the top floor. The doors opened, and we stepped into what could only be described as sensual heaven. It was low lighting, soft furnishings, gentle music playing, and the most beautiful aroma teased at my nostrils. More people milled around, but this time, some were semi-naked, some were fully naked, and others clad in various sexy garb. We passed through, and eventually got to the space he had reserved. The other four guys were inside, patiently waiting for my arrival. As my eyes drank in the scenario and my brain frantically tried to process all that was occurring, my pussy pulsed. Almost as soon as the door shut, the guy that came to collect me spun around and faced me. He looked me dead in the eye and said, "Are you ready?" My voice cracked as I eked out the word, "Yes." He scooped me up and carried me over to the humongous bed. He set me down and started nuzzling at my neck. This drove me wild, and I could feel the wetness below intensifying. Guy number two moved over to us. He started by stroking at my legs and massaging both thighs, whilst guy number one continued his nuzzling. Guy three kneeled down beside me and gently turned my head to face his fully erect cock. I let my tongue taste the tip before moving forward and taking the whole of him in my mouth. The way I was positioned meant I was unable to use my hands whilst blowing him, so this head was hands-free. Guy number four kneeled on the other side of me, and in a similar way to that of guy three, he encouraged me to suck him off. So I did. At this point, guy number two had progressed to licking the inside of my thighs and teasing my pussy with his fingers. I was soaking. Guy number five spectated for a while, then made it clear he wanted some action. He gently tapped guy number one as if to say, "Tap out." He took his cue and backed up. Guy number five moved straight in for a deep, intense, passionate kiss. He delivered a seriously sexy tonguing. As he continued to weaken me with his passionate kiss, guy two moved away from my thighs, and guy five immediately filled that space with his whole body. He continued to tongue me as he positioned himself perfectly and slipped his cock into my drenched pussy. I let out a groan as I felt the length of him fill me up. He pulled away from my lips and leant back. He began to gently fuck me, all whilst keeping his eyes firmly locked on me. As I gasped with each initial thrust, guy one had exchanged places with guy number four and thus wound up with his pulsating member aimed directly at my face. He tenderly pulled my chin towards him and placed himself in my mouth. He then put his hand at the back of my head and encouraged me to deep-throat him. I gagged initially. It was more because of the thrusting my pussy was receiving. It took me a minute to find a rhythm that allowed me to suck and breathe whilst also taking the sensual battering my downstairs was accepting. Guy number three had moved away from my face and indicated to guy number five that he wanted to get inside too. I knew what that meant. He was going to shag me anally. Everything stopped for a moment so we could rearrange our position. Guy number five lay back on the bed, and I was instructed to hop on and face him. I straddled him slowly because he was pretty plentiful. After getting comfortable on his dick, guy number three kneeled behind me and softly pushed me forward. Just a little bit, so my ass cocked up. He spread my arse cheeks, applied some lube, and then gradually eased himself into my eager arsehole. The pressure was immense. His dick deep in my arse and guy number five's cock submerged in my front, I was giddy with excitement. Guy number one found himself back in front of me with my mouth wrapped around his cock once more. I took a while to find the best rhythm again, but as soon as I did, I was well away. The motion was great, out of this world even, but guy two and four needed dealing with too. I eased up and carefully straightened my body, all whilst keeping both dicks in place. Guy three had to bend back a bit to allow me to be more upright. In order to get guy one's dick back in my mouth, he had to stand up on the bed with one foot on either side of guy number five's legs. Once steady, I jerked off guy two with my right hand and guy four with my left. This was it. This was it. One dick in my ass, one in my pussy, one in my mouth, and one in each hand. I was gushing. Truly, truly sopping wet. I let myself come all over guy number five's cock. He felt it too. He responded by fucking me harder. I was flustered. Hot. Sodden. I wanted their cum all over me now. I needed it. I knew it would take me over the edge, so I begged for it. They were happy to oblige. Guy five and three pulled out of me, so I was free to lay flat on the bed. All five of them kneeled around me and began wanking themselves. As I watched, I couldn't resist stroking my pussy. I watched their faces as they concentrated on working towards that nut. Every now and again, they would look at each other's dicks. This definitely added to the excitement. I could see it in their expression. It was guy number two that came first. It was projectile. It went all over my stomach. It was thick and white. He looked exhausted, but carried on stroking. Guy four was next, followed closely by guy one, and almost as if they had planned it, guy three and five let go at the same time. I was covered in warm, sticky cum. It dripped off my nose. It was smeared across my tits and thighs. It was everywhere. I was in heaven. I rubbed myself until I came again. It was a big one that took it out of me. We were all done. I lay there, waterlogged, clammy, and marinating in creamy jizz, surrounded by five drained dicks. This was ecstasy. If you like this, find more of my work at cherylsworld.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.